episode last? I think I asked you, but I don't remember the response. What happened to the episode? Because I was checking the Players Podcast website and I didn't see the podcast from last week.
You gotta go to lives and shit, man.
Okay, okay. My bad.
All
right, we get live.
This shit is all right, let me cut this shit on, brother. Let's go.
Stomp down on the eight man. Play a podcast. Hey, see, we started our own broadcast, and we call it the Player Podcast. Stomp down on the eight man. Play a podcast. Hey, play a podcast. Play a podcast. Stomp down on the eight man. Play a podcast. Hey,
that intro, real player, man. I love it.
And we call it the Player Podcast.
Play a podcast. So how you feeling today, man? How's your weekend been going?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. I got my homie in town, man, from Hawaii, man, by way of D.C., by way of North Carolina. And, you know, man, we having some drinks early this morning. I got some ribs on the grill. Hey, man, it's a beautiful weekend, man. What's up with you?
Man, you know, I'm alive. You know what I'm saying? Everything is how I want it for the most part. But, yeah, sad times, man, sad times. That's why I got the shades on, man. I got to cover up some sadness, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, my nigga E's going to help me bring the energy. My wife's in here feeling crazy. So she's going to help me.
you said your lady feeling crazy?
She feeling crazy, man. We had a couple drinks last night. She's still feeling, obviously.
Okay.
I was sad drinking. And she was, I don't know what the hell, where she got all this energy from.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So look, let's start it off with the word of the week, man. Cause you know, one of the things we want to promote is intelligence. You know, let me see. Cause you can hear him through my computer or through his computer. All right. So
you can hear me. You need me to turn the mic down?
Nah. I can hear me through your computer, but it's all good, bro. It ain't nothing. It shouldn't hurt nothing. So look, the word of the week is auspicious.
Auspicious. What does that mean?
Auspicious means basically conducive to success and or favorable. So how would we use that in the word? Like, I'm trying to live an auspicious life.
Okay. Or maybe them hating ass niggas, didn't like me because I was really auspicious.
Yeah, you know, I want to make auspicious decisions, you know, think auspicious thoughts.
When I dream at night, I'm auspiciously. When I dream at night, you know, I'm an auspicious nigga. Straight up.
Yeah, I'm an auspicious nigga. You feel me?
Not suspicious. Yeah, I'm not suspicious. I'm auspicious.
Not suspicious at all. We're gonna go into that too. But yeah, you know, we like to promote intelligence, man, and you know, learning and gaining knowledge and shit and applying that shit to our lives. So that's why we were trying to, you know, use it in sentences, you know what I mean? So hopefully, you know, that could be a new word to add to y'all's vocabulary. Auspicious.
I like that word, auspicious. You know, because I may have only heard that word once or twice in my life, but now I have an understanding, a better understanding of what the word means. So I'm definitely at work this week. I'm going to challenge myself to use at least use this word 3 times this week coming up. Auspicious.
I like that. Yeah, for sure. Auspicious, man. We want to live
auspicious. I'll check in. I'll check in with you next Players Podcast episode and let you know if I meet that goal.
For sure, for sure. Especially with new people, people who might think you ignorant just by looking at you. You know, you hit them with the auspicious.
You know what I'm saying? You can be auspicious too. You know, it doesn't just have to be me. It can be you.
You feel me? For real, man. That's one thing that I really like to promote, man. I do that with my kids too. You know, I use words that they don't hear often and, you know, try to make sure that they understand that. It's important to have an extensive vocabulary, man. You know, you don't want to be repeating yourself when you're trying to make a point.
Right.
No, right. So, yeah, man. So that's dope.
I just want to add one part to that, man. I think that now as I'm getting older, I noticed that vocabulary, people, how you talk, people will really, you know, kind of rank you, you know, as if it's like you're a football team or a basketball team on your intelligence based on how you articulate your thoughts. So I've learned that, especially like with my job and how I interview people, you know, and have conversations with people. Like my number one question in an interview is, hey, tell me a little bit about yourself. And you'd be surprised how many people can't tell you about themselves. Who knows you better than yourself? I can talk about myself all day. I can tell you my strengths, my weaknesses, what I like, what I don't like, you know?
Yeah, for real. That's you. You know what I'm saying? You should know you better than anybody. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. That's a good point you made, man. That's a good point. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of interviews lately, man. I got to get about this job, man. This raggedy ass job.
Okay.
They broke, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, my last job, they was balling and shit. Rich, niggas. Yeah. We over here. I mean, the niggas up top is rich at this job, but niggas ain't balling, nigga.
But everybody's not eating, pretty much. Everybody's not eating.
Yeah, they ain't spreading that shit around.
So, hey, so I was talking to a gentleman today. He works for Amazon. I just want to share this real quick. He works for Amazon Web Services, AWS. They gave him a $50,000 stock option. So how that works is he has $50,000 worth of Amazon stock at the time he got hired on, set aside for him in a Fidelity account. Each year he's able to access a certain amount. So it's kind of like a vesting, you know. So I assume the term is like 5 years. If he's with the company the whole 5 years, he gets all of that. That's all his. He can do whatever he wants, but it unlocks once a year.
That's nice, man.
That's not raggedy at all.
My last company was like that, man. Every year they gave us some stock in the company and shit. And it was dope. I liked it, that shit. You know, it was cool, man. It opened me up to that. I don't think I had stock before in my company. That was the first
time. How'd that stock perform?
It was going well, man. And then they got bought out by a bigger company. And see, because when they got bought out, I still had the stock in there. And man, they like sold my shit. I thought it was going to transfer over to the new company. Because look, so the company I was working for, their stock was like $107 a piece, right? The company that bought them, their fucking stock was like $350. I'm like, oh hell yeah, nigga. You know, I was already on it once they said move and shit. But they sold my shit.
They sold it. So when you sold it though, was it worth more than when you got it?
Hell yeah, definitely. That's why they got bought out and shit. Them motherfuckers, they did that thing, bro. IHS Market, I don't think they exist anymore, but yeah, that was probably the best company I ever worked for real.
Okay, what kind of work were you doing with them?
Just accounts receivable shit, man. You know, so dealing with their customers, making sure the money gets where it's supposed to be. It's easy shit, man. I'm really thinking about switching lanes though, but I realize I need to I'm gonna have to expand my skills, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to take some classes or something just to kind of get some other certifications so I can just do something else. You know what I'm saying? Like this shit I can do with my eyes closed, man.
Yeah. You know, that's tight, bro. Like, and you know, it sucks because like I'm in my graduate program, two more classes to go. And in my mind, I'm saying once I graduate, I'm not going back to school. But a wise man like yourself would say, I need to expand my skills. You know what I'm saying? The shit doesn't stop. Learning doesn't stop. You know, like if you want your learning to stop, you know, you're going to hit a brick wall, you know. But so I really respect you saying that. And I need to change my frame of mind, man, and think like that. Like I got to continue to expand on my skills.
Yeah, man. Because, I mean, you know, everybody don't know everything, man. You know what I'm saying? Even if you do reach the top of your class or whatever the hell. There's another class, my nigga. There's a whole nother world. Tyson over here. Tyson, get over here and get on the mic, little nigga. Why is you so hyped up today? You supposed to be sleeping and shit. Nigga, we was at my grandpa's house. So look, so yeah, bad news, man. My fucking grandpa died, man. It was a horrible thing, man. But you know, we went through a few things, and you know, we brought it back together, man. Like, my grandpa was a hard dude, bro. Like, there was no hugs and kisses, and the only reason we got birthday money was because of my grandma, you know what I'm saying? And once she passed, all that shit went away, you know what I mean? So he was like a nigga, like, you need something, you get your ass up and you go work for it, boy. What you what you asking me for? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the kind of nigga he was. So, you know, we had a little rift in our relationship, man, due to somebody who was new to the family, you know what I'm saying? And she said some shit that wasn't true. And me trying to defend myself, that shit didn't mean nothing, man. You know what I mean? So I left it alone and just created space. But something else happened that where I ended up, you know, being at his house and shit. And then nigga apologized to me, man. And I don't know, that shit, that was really all I needed, man. You know what I'm saying? Just to, because I knew I wasn't wrong. You feel me? But there's no way to a person like that, man. You can't change their thinking, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't make them see through your eyes and shit. They gotta, it has to happen, you know, for them. You know what I'm saying? So I let him do what he did, you know what I mean? And like I said, he apologized to me, and that shit washed away everything. You know, so the fact that we didn't get to spend much time in that space where we was like back cool and shit, you know, especially as adults, my nigga, like grown men, like there was so much shit I needed to ask him that I wasn't able to do that because I was like, you know, I was kind of funking, like, man, this nigga gonna believe this raggedy ass brought over me, man? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit ain't what the nigga, like, you know, that don't even sound like me. I don't even move like that. Like, the my life is an example of how I think and move. You know what I'm saying? I don't have my hand out towards nobody, man. I'll be suffer before I be owing somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, bro. So, you know, I think he finally made the realization, man. And it was cool, man. It definitely warmed my heart. You know what I mean? When he reached out.
That's good to hear.
You know, made it right, man. Because there was nothing I could do, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and to my position in that family is real weird anyway. Like, I got this name.
Right.
But I don't
right.
have the blood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't have that blood, bro. I'm from a whole nother family and shit. So, but, you know, we'll talk about that on another. We'll talk about that when we discuss our kids. You know what I'm saying? So we can kind of, you know, open some eyes to shit that's out here that people don't really know is out here. But, yeah, man, RIP to my grandpa, man. You know what I'm saying? He lived a full life. He did his thing. Yeah, I modeled my shit after what he did. You know, this nigga had properties and shit, land, all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why I wish I could have received more from him as far as knowledge. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, now I just gotta keep going, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I got the shades on, you feel me? So I can have my
I want to say three things, man. I want to say, first and foremost, RIP Grandpa Truesdale, right? I remember being a kid at your house, and your grandpa lived one street over, you know what I'm saying, right up the alley. And that's what we would do when we went over to your grandparents' house. We'll go out the back fence. I'm scared of the fucking bear, the chow, you know what I'm saying? Gotta get around a dog. Got to get around the pool with all the aluminum cans in it. You know, open up the fence and be walking up to your grandparents' house. And every time we did that, bro, we would pass that pink Cadillac, nigga. Your grandpa had a cold-ass pink Cadillac. It was a two-door, right? If my memory serves me correctly.
It was yellow.
Oh, it was like yellow?
Powder yellow, yeah.
Okay, I thought it was pink. I don't know why I thought it was pink. That was some player shit, though. But, yeah, man, I'll be honest with you, man. I kind of know some of the things that you're touching on as far as, you know, family and names and so forth, and that's really hurtful. But I think the takeaway from this, you know, for an uplift is that, you know, you were able to mend that relationship. So I'm happy for you that you were able to do that. The third thing I wanted to say, because the second one was talking about the Cadillac. The third thing I wanted to say was we're at an age now, man, 33, 34, 35, mid-30s, where people around us are starting to die. And it's unfortunate. I feel like in the last year, James, that you have experienced a lot of death, you know? So, you know, that's hurtful to me. And it's kind of scary too, because, you know, our parents are getting up in age, and you know, and I'm not taking that for granted. So I spend time with my mom all the time. And although my dad wasn't physically in my life, you know, I try and just stay in contact with him, man. But everybody's not on this earth forever. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, I'm glad that you was able to mend that relationship for real, bro.
Yeah, it was like
I'm going to take a drink to Grandpa Truesdale for sure, bro.
Yeah, me too. Let me sip some good water. Some lifeblood.
For real, bro.
Oh God, I'm drinking auspiciously.
What that means? Somebody in the chat, tell me what auspicious means.
But man, that shit. Yeah, man. Like you said, it's been a lot of death, bro. Like that shit has been a fucking big thing in my life these last year. Like, God damn, man. Yeah. Jesus. And, you know, losing good people, man, losing good people, that shit don't feel good, man. And that's another thing we should touch on, bro, is like depression, man. I didn't know I was in a little bit of a depression, man, feeling like I didn't have no answers for nothing. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
that shit was making me like, God damn, nigga. This is, you know, I don't know, bro. I'd my like cousin from called it the killer of men yesterday.
The killer of men, that's what depression is.
That's what he said. Yeah.
I believe it. I'm like,
God damn. I don't know. What's your take on depression?
Well, I was just going to say, like, for me, the reason why depression is so cold is because you don't really know that you're depressed until you get about that shit, right? So, my experience with depression has been it's a period of time, and then I kind of bounce out of it, I shake it, you know, and then I'm like, damn, this past month I was just depressed, you know, because something was off and I didn't really know. And I've dealt with it a couple of times. So it's like, I should be able to like focus on it and like try and help myself get out of it quicker. But it just always sneaks up on me, man. But I don't even notice that I was depressed until I'm about that motherfucker, man.
Yeah, bro. Like I swear, just this last week, right? I was on Brené's show. Y'all go check out Brené Reese. And man, she, I don't know. I just felt, but I was feeling alive. You feel me? Like, and then right after the shit, bro, like, damn, nigga, I was just feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was coming back, nigga. But it's like, oh, God, I guess I had to get one more kick in the sack before I...
Hey, who's kicking you in the sack? That nigga's name is called Life.
Life, my nigga. Life, an invisible fucking asshole.
Yo. That's the story of all black men across America. Every day we get in our ass whooped, nigga, by an invisible person. We can't even see him. We just trying to survive, bro. Take care of our families, man.
Right, man. Shit, I'm good now. I don't do none of the bad shit I used to do, man. It's like I still can't get away from that shit, bro. It's crazy. But I don't know, man. It's just,
Hey, tell Ty, man. Come on over to the screen, man, and say hello. Can we get a good afternoon or something from Taisha, man? Tell her to come through real quick, man.
Pretty lady.
Tell her to slide through. She got a lot of energy today. I want to see her face.
Pretty lady.
Yeah. Auspicious. Hey, bro. My nigga Logan said you still got the auspicious word on the screen and shit, bro.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
For the whole episode.
Let me take auspicious off. We're going to have a new word next week, y'all. All right. Play it. Pretty lady.
I'm not getting on the camera.
Why not, Taisha?
She don't like her just woke up face, but I think it's great.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm looking a little rough.
That's some odd cans, whatever that shit was.
I was drinking White Claw.
The water. She drinks liquored water.
Oh, the seltzer? Is that shit pretty good? He says.
Yeah, I don't be drinking beer no more. You know.
Yeah,
she Brianna be drinking. Brianna be drinking them Trulies. I guess it's kind of like White Claw. Like me personally,
same shit.
I'm not drinking beer and nothing like that.
Yeah, them shits give me headache, man. I can't fuck with them.
I believe it. Well, thank you for stopping by. You know, we know that you're there. You know, we like to hear you, see your face. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe next week. You
know? Maybe. She be on that bullshit, man. I've been trying to get her ass on this camera for 3 years now.
You say on the counter or on the camera?
On this camera.
On the camera? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
nigga.
How we got four kids.
See? Hey. You're on your screen.
Good job. Hey, is she wearing a white hoodie?
Nah.
What color is she?
She's like in a gray, what is that, a sweatshirt, sweat top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see it through the glasses on your face, man. I can see what I saw it pass by.
Ah, so your ass got on camera anyway. Ha! Sucker.
Hey, so what was you drinking last night, bro?
Man, I just had a it was a what's that shit called? Corona, the dark one though.
Oh, you doing something different.
Yeah, I don't really be drinking a light beer, man. If I fucking am gonna drink, but see that shit got me a headache, man. That's why I'm feeling all like
Yeah.
Just it be coming fast now. Yeah, I'll be fucked the fuck up now. Like, goddamn. I'm glad I'm out that shit to where I'm like constantly drunk and shit. But damn, it's rough coming back from that shit, my nigga. Like, fuck, that shit kind of hurts.
Hell yeah. Shit, hey man, I wanted to give you an update. So yesterday we hit the lot. An update on my business, man. Yesterday we hit the lot.
And
me and Brianna, we test drove a couple of vehicles. We test drove three different vehicles. And nice. Then we made a decision. We got the middle tier. So we didn't get the upper tier, which Brianna fell in love with. You know, my wife, she's fancy. So the black leather seats, all of the technology, we didn't go with that. And then I was looking at the one that was the bottom level trim because it was like $7,000 cheaper and it had like no technology, you know. But okay. I thought, you know, the overhead, I'm trying to reduce overhead since I'm renting out the car on Turo. But we decided to meet in the middle. And we got a little bit of technology, but not all the technology. We did get leather seats. We got the panoramic moonroof, my nigga. Yo, nice. I ain't gonna lie. Like, for real, I took the car for a drive this morning. I was like, man, this car could really be mine. You feel me? Like, I don't even know if I feel comfortable renting it out with how nice it is, how nice it feels.
Yeah. Right.
It's a Volkswagen Tiguan 2020, 20,000 miles nice. On it. So that's the vehicle. For the listeners and for the viewers, that's the vehicle that I'm going to list. Actually, I'm going to create an account today, and then I'm going to take the pictures, and I'm going to go ahead and list it. I'm doing contactless delivery. That's why I went with Volkswagen. So they've got five models of cars, that you can choose, that you can do this contactless delivery where you don't have to be there. Tesla's one, Ford. Yeah. Tesla, Ford, Volkswagen, and then BMW and Mercedes. So okay. I can leave the car in the glove box and they're able to like unlock the car, get to it. So I don't have to be there. That adds flexibility to my schedule because unfortunately for my job, you know, I work long hours, man, 10-hour days. So I can't be there for every pickup and drop off. So that's the update. Right. And I'll give you another update. Hopefully I get a rental by next Sunday because this car needs to start paying for itself. You know, it needs to be an asset and not a liability because right now it's a liability.
Yeah.
I need some more assets, my nigga. I need some more ass. That could be the word of the day for for next episode.
What's asset?
What's the liability?
Yeah, bro. That's why I was telling niggas, man, you need to have more assets than you do children's. You know what I'm saying? Because nigga, that shit'll take you down quick.
Hey, you're right about that. But you know what? There's more perks when you file them taxes, man, to have more children. You know, that helps you with taxes, man. So
That is true.
I'm still learning. Yeah. You know, I got a 20-month old, so this will be my second year filing taxes with the baby. So,
yeah, man.
I think I'm an O.
Huh?
I think I'm an O, actually, man.
You going O with the baby? You been filling in that paper. That's
just so. Yo, hey, I'm not a certified personal accountant, but I'm just going to tell you what my strategy is, okay? I say about 10 years. Why are you laughing, bro? It's true. I'm not a CPA. I'm letting people know. I don't give tax advice. I don't.
Yeah.
But this is my strategy. This is my strategy. And then, honestly, I'd love to hear your perspective. So check this out. Throughout the year, me and my wife claim exempt for federal taxes. We do not pay federal taxes. Because the idea behind that is, this is a two-piece, A and B. Here's A. The idea behind that is, why would I give the government all this extra money, and then at the end of the year, try and fight to get all of my money back and possibly some.
Right.
So I'd rather not pay any and then use my tax advantages, my tax deductions, to pay them as little as possible or receive a check. Now, with that, this perspective, this business, this tax strategy is used by business owners, right? Because that's how business operate. They operate where they accumulate their revenue first and then pay taxes on the back end. So the tax structure is really in place for small business owners and real estate investors. They make their money on the front end, and then they try and find ways to minimize their taxes on the back end. So I use that business strategy for taxes. Nice. I use it on my personal life. Just a little insight. So what's your strategy, man? What's your tax strategy, man?
I got questions, goddammit. So these niggas don't be coming at you about them federal taxes, nigga?
Well, this is actually probably the first year. So during COVID, as you know, they increased like the standard deduction, and they increased the tax benefits for families. So, you know, the past 2 years, I received a check back. But this will probably be the first year where I physically have to pay out of pocket, pay my taxes. And that's cool. I accept that, man. It is what it is, because let's say potentially I'm paying them $2,000. You know, I'm paying them $2,000 in taxes for the year.
Yeah.
After all of my deductions, you know, I'll take that, man. You know what I'm saying? With what my income is, I'll take that. Like, okay, I'll give you $2,000 and I keep on moving, and I'm not paying anything throughout the year. So all this shit's going in my pocket anyway. I still pay FICA. So I still pay like Social Security and Medicare and so forth. Okay. But the federal taxes, you know, I don't have to pay. So.
Shit, man. You know what? Actually, I was looking at my fucking statement and shit, and I ain't been paying no federal taxes either. I don't know how.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. Okay.
I was scared. Like, hold on, bro. What the fuck?
And the only reason why we get money back is because, you know, with my business, I put every loss. So, like, for, like, the office, everything, like, you know, phone bill, electricity, gas, all that shit, I'm writing it off. That's the only reason why we get a check. Okay, so we're just, you know.
Working the system, man.
Hey, my homie Logan just said that you could, technically your podcast is a business, bro. So, I mean.
Yeah, I've used it. I used it in prior years. Like when I had bought all this shit, like this expensive ass computer and all these mics and shit. I used the gang. We got a gang of bread back that year too. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
But last year I didn't really do it at all. You know what I mean? And you know, I wasn't as active last year. So this year I'm gonna have to buy a few things too, to try to spice the shit up. But man, I've been on it. What up, Kevon? What's going down, man? Appreciate you tapping in, my brother.
We got somebody in the chat. Let me see what's popping in the chat.
What's going on, my brother? How you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling good.
Living and thinking auspiciously, my brother.
Hey, Kevon tapped in last week, man. That's what's up, bro. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in, Kevon. I appreciate you.
That's dope, man. Appreciate it. But yeah, the tax thing, bro, it's I think it's important to have some good knowledge about that, because a lot of people just go to the tax people and let them do their thing. You know what I'm saying? And you paying $600-$700 when you could just do that shit yourself, man, if you just had a little bit of insight on it. You know what I mean? A
little bit.
What service do you use?
Probably for like, so I normally use TurboTax. While I was active duty in the military, TurboTax would allow me to do my taxes for free. So I've probably used TurboTax since like 2010, 2011. And now they kind of charge me a little bit more. So I think now they charge like $67. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that, man. There's probably like cheaper ways, better ways. Who do you use?
Jackson Hewitt.
Yeah, Tyson, she uses Jackson Hewitt.
They give us the most money.
Yeah, I guess they give us the most money. Honestly, I don't do it, bro. Like, Ty should be doing that shit, man. That's her thing. She likes the money side of things. I just bring it home.
Does Taisha has she thought about expanding her skill set? Maybe taking like some tax classes.
Gotta
be dope.
Interesting.
I have thought about it.
You know, people do trust a pretty face. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We need some more paper in this house. Yeah, man.
Dude, that's what I'm trying to do. Everything.
I'm about to buy her ass a stripper outfit. We gonna. It's like, no, I'm just playing. Good morning to the good fellas. Yeah, same to you, my brother. Man, I hope everything's going well in your life, man. You know what I'm saying? Increasing in elevation, my brother. But yeah, man, I like that, bro, that you put that out there when it comes to that shit, because this is a scary thing. Like, we don't – the average person, a lot of this shit that we do ourselves, people don't do themselves. You know what I'm saying? Fixing the car, doing the taxes, starting a business. You know, there's all kind of commercials like, hey, give us your information and we'll start an LLC for you. Like, why the fuck?
I was just about to hit on that shit. I was just about to hit on that shit. Y'all, I'm watching YouTube and like, it's like, and there's like three or four different companies that's helping. So I will say this, in the state of Colorado, it costs $1 to get an LLC from your state treasury. Yeah, I have learned that in other states, though, it could be $150, it could be $300. So,
yeah,
the process might be a little bit different than what it is in Colorado, because in Colorado, you can create a business in 5 minutes, bro. Like, yeah, it's that easy. But easy. They're charging people. But if you don't have any insight, if you're not doing any research, then you're going to say, I'm going to use this company, and you think you're getting a deal, but you could do this yourself, man.
Right. You could do it yourself. All you got to do, what'd your boy say?
So they want you to fill out a form when all it takes for you to do to start the business is fill out a form.
Yeah.
So I'm charging you almost $200-$300 to fill out a form.
Yeah.
Right. All it takes to, like, all you gotta do is fill out, you know what I'm saying? But you don't know no better. And these people are getting over. Like, LegalZoom is another is a place. I don't know if I don't wanna bash a brand
on podcast,
but that's one of the places that they'll make you fill out a form to do something that all you gotta do is fill out a form.
Yeah.
See, and everything that goes on the form, you got it in your head. God damn it!
You got it in your head, man.
You don't, you got it in the safe somewhere.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Social Security number. You know what I'm saying? And then the EIN. I mean, shit, that's another little 5 minute process. Bro, I don't know, man. I think people is laziness and ignorance, bro, and fear. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm gonna say this. The most challenging journey so far for me has been opening the business account. That was the most, and you could talk from your experience. And I want to say, James, honestly, bro, I could be wrong, but I think you've had your own business since like easily 2013. You know what I'm saying? That business that you were doing, bro.
Yeah. And I still do it.
Probably before then. I remember one time I was hitting you up not too long ago, and yeah, you saying you was doing that. And that's dope, bro. But so the most challenging aspect for me was the business account. How has your journey been? Would you agree or would you disagree?
Yeah, it's definitely the business account, bro. These banks, man, it's like they don't trust everybody. And I honestly can't say, you know, I don't want to be putting misinformation out there, man. But what it feels like is black men, you finna have trouble going up in there thinking you finna start you a goddamn business through these white people, my nigga. Yep. I'll tell you right now. They're not going to just give it to you, bro. They're going to make you jump through extra hoops, man. And, I mean, even when me and Dustin did it, you know what I'm saying? That was really when I felt it. I'm just like, everything was going smooth, bro, before we showed up.
Y'all fucked up the algorithm. That's what happened. Y'all fucked up the algorithm.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It was like, and even in the moment, it was still going well until after we left. And they said, we need more information on what y'all doing. And we told y'all everything. We had a meeting about this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, you know, the virtual address became an issue. But it's like, we told you this shit in the fucking meeting. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I think they're going to try to find ways to trip you up and discourage you from doing it.
Yeah, discourage you. And so I'll say to all my viewers that are listening, all of our viewers, you're not just my viewers, but all of our viewers, that if you were to start this process to become an entrepreneur, number one, don't be discouraged, okay? Because the process is meant to discourage you. Number two, if it's taking you a lot to get through these doors, that lets you know what's on the other side is worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to lock some shit down. They're trying to keep you out. You know, if there's a lock on the door, you know, and then there's barbed wire around the door, and the doorknob is hot, you know, so you can't twist it. There's something on the other side of the door that they protect them. And the last thing I'll share is this. When you said fear, man, I'll be honest with you, even up to yesterday before I pulled the trigger on this purchase, I dealt with a lot of fear and anxiety, man, because, you know, I'm pretty much taking a loan out on the limb that this business is potentially going to be successful, you know, 6 months down the line.
Yeah, so, bro.
I just had to do it, man. I just had to say, I believe in myself. I had to tell myself, I sat in that car, I believe in myself. I believe in myself. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it, you know? Yeah. And just to do that, because I take this serious, you know what I'm saying? So, man. And now, man, we about to go down this journey, bro.
That's dope, man. This journey. The affirmation is definitely going to work in your favor, bro. We do that shit a lot in this house. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially with my children, you know, they're young and impressionable, you know, and I don't want them to be thinking they less than at all, you know. So I tell them all the time, you're intelligent, You're capable. If you don't know it, you can learn it. If you can't do it now, you can learn how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is out your reach out here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I don't know, bro. It's scary. It is. It's real scary.
Yeah.
Me and that nigga Dustin, our shit's on hold right now. You know, we'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying? We ain't been in contact like that lately. You know, that nigga going through shit. So, you know, I made space or whatever. So, I'm gonna see what happens, bro, after this whole grandpa period is over. I'm gonna see what.
Hey, I'll say that's your second business though. That's not even the first one that you've been running and doing on your own for like over 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. And that's true. Tight, my other business, that's it's doing fish tanks and shit, man. Cleaning fish tanks. I slowed down on it, especially during COVID. That's when I lost a lot of fucking customers, bro. I had restaurants and shit, man. It was a lot better. I'll just say that. COVID knocked my shit off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but I still got a customer or whatever. So I'm really about to close it down for real, for real. That's how I'm feeling. Once I got one last customer, bro, that I don't campaign for new customers and shit, man. I'm letting it fizzle out. It's time to put my energy somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? So once she's done with her tank or whatever, or if she, you know, something happens to her or something like that, I'm gonna let that shit be what it was. But it definitely worked for me, bro. Like we was living off that shit for a minute. Like,
I remember, bro, in the strawberries.
Yeah. That's where I started it. Damn, that was about 10 years ago, huh, nigga? Shit.
It was more than 10. Well, yeah, 10 years ago, yeah. Not 15.
That shit was dope, bro. I met a lot of dope people doing that shit. I almost had to fucking knock a nigga out doing that shit, bro. Like,
this motherfucker. The Asian dude?
He was like Arabian or some shit.
Okay.
He tried to play me, bro. Tried to get me to do some shit and didn't want to pay me. And I knew he was going to do that. That's why I charged his ass out the gate. Like, if you want me to come over there, you owe me. I forgot what it was. It's like $30, $40, you know, for to come and check your shit. You know what I'm saying? And that nigga thought he was like trying to push me out the door. Nigga, I somehow slammed that door open so fucking fast, nigga. Like, nigga, you about to get your ass beat in your house, my nigga. We went through some ups and downs fucking with that shit, bro. But it was.
Why are you trying to let it fizzle out? What? I mean, I heard you say that you want to focus your energy somewhere else, but if you have something that's proven to work, right? And everybody's not thinking. So, like, there's some things that people want to do, and it's like, well, everybody's doing that, you know? And you're doing something that's out the way, that's different, that you really have to learn how to do, right? Because you'll kill somebody's fish, and them fish are expensive as hell. Somebody's ecosystem in their water. The water itself is expensive, you know? So, I think that's cool, man. Why would you let that fizzle out?
One, because... you know, there's not enough businesses with it, bro. That's really my target market. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to be in somebody's house who have spent all this money and they actually love the fucking fish. You know what I'm saying? And they want shit. They want me to do it the way they would do it. You know what I'm saying? And I got my own fucking process. You know what I mean? I get shit done. You feel me? I simplify everything. Yeah. Don't fucking come over here trying to tell me how to do what the fuck I know how to do. That's why you called me. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of that. There's more people that would rather just do it themselves. You know what I'm saying? They're only calling me because they probably got to go out of town or something. I don't have time for that shit, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to have the doctor's offices and the restaurants. And so it's a scheduled day, just like I do my lady. You know what I'm saying? I go every
day. Hey, you dropping game right now, bro. You dropping game.
Every other week, I show up at her house. The time's already set. The check is already on the tank. You feel me? I ain't even seen that lady in like 6 months, bro.
Wow.
She just, her house is, well, you know, I ain't going to say all that, but you know what I mean? I got access to her house. You feel me? And that's, if it's not going to be like that, bro, I don't want to do it, man. And it's less and less of that out here, man. Like the last restaurant I had, the Chinese store, man, that shit was cool as shit too. You know what I'm saying? He was always there. You know, but he wasn't fucking with me, bro. I'll get there when I get there. You know, at the time we speak about and shit, and I get the shit done and I get up out of there. You give me my bread and we holler again in 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Or whenever you want it done. You know, so, but yeah, that's something I would like to say to the people, man. Like, find you something that you can kind of, how do I put it? Like, not really big dog this shit, but you know, something that you really confident in, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you can have a process laid out and can't nobody question your shit. Cause I've had people like they'll call me for the one time and I charge they ask more. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, is you looking for a reoccurring service or is this a one-time thing? You know, if it's a one-time thing, I'm finna strike you. You know what I'm saying? And they'll be in there with me the whole time. Like, did you think I'm finna steal out this house or something? Fucker? I don't need to steal. Or whatever you think. Or you don't think I'm gonna do it right and all that. You know, and
yeah.
That kind of shit gets old, bro. So I only wanted it to be where it's like either it's businesses or people who's always on the move and shit. They just really ain't got time to do it. You know what I'm saying? And they be like, all right, man, call your little cousin, let him know, let me in or whatever, and I'll come over there and knock it out and I'll be out of there. You know what I'm saying? But it's less and less. Plus, it's a less and less of that whole shit, period. You know what I'm saying? You don't really see fish tanks like that no more. So,
yeah, man, it used to be like a luxury. Like people used to want to have, you know, a very nice saltwater fish tank in their business. I remember seeing that growing up. There's actually a really good Thai restaurant we go to in Aurora, but it's a freshwater tank. But you know, it brings peace, tranquility. To me, I would love to have a fish tank again, and I think I will for my son. I think he would just fall in love with the lights and the different colors of the fish. So I'm gonna get back to that, man. But it is a lot of work, man. I remember I used to go overload with this shit, bro. I had a RO filter. I'll filter my own water into like a 55-gallon drum, and I was popping out the water. I had ill, like, you know, your setup was dope, man. Dustin's setup was dope. Like Brandon's setup was dope. You know, yeah. But man. Thanks a lot. It's an expensive hobby for sure.
Yeah, definitely, bro. That's why you gotta pay me, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no $25 service, bro. This shit is expensive. I'm expensive. And when I pull up, you're gonna see why, nigga. I live an expensive ass life, motherfucker. You got to contribute to that, nigga, if you want my energy in your space. For real. He said my grandpa got a seahorse. That's tight, man. Your grandpa must got a saltwater tank.
Oh, yeah. Seahorse? Hey, I've never seen somebody like residentially have a seahorse, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can do it. I was actually supposed to set up a seahorse tank, man, but it fell through, bro. It fell through. The owner, it was like a lingerie shop and shit. He was trying to throw it in there, but I think some other things started happening. His money started going in different directions and shit. But seahorses, they're not hard to take care of, but they're definitely delicate.
I was going to ask you, Josh, so since, you know, you letting that one fizzle out, what's going to be your new business? Because I know you're not going to stop grinding, you know what I'm saying? What's your new thing?
Real estate, bro. That's all I want to do, man. I want to have property in my possession. You know what I'm saying? I already got property. I need to – I'm at a crossroads, man. I'm like, damn, I need to get a bigger crib. But also, I want to continue, like, you know, increasing my shit, man. So I want to – I want to get like an investment property. You know what I'm saying? That's really been on my mind heavy lately. And we got the means to do it. We just don't know if we should. You know, we don't know if we
should. You got the means to do it?
Yeah, we got the means to do it, man. It's nothing but a phone call. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to make some changes in lifestyle and move some money from here to there. And then, you know,
Hey. For the viewers that don't know, I'm just going to say this. For the viewers that don't know, I love making music, right? So I can rap, but I don't like rapping. I don't love rapping. I like making beats. I like recording people, adjusting EQ levels. I like doing that.
Yeah.
When my man, and I also love money, right? So when my man said, he's talking money talk, boy. I just got to make a phone call. It's nothing. I just got to make a phone call. Make some lifestyle decisions. Move some money around. Yeah. You know how he's talking? Yeah.
You feel me, though?
I don't know. I got an ear, bro. I'm listening. You know what I'm saying?
You like know,
that
kind bro. Of
shit. That shit get me excited, bro. That shit get me excited. For real.
But it's true, bro. But I don't have it like that, though. So I have to be careful with what I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to make that decision, bro, I got to stick with it. If we going to get the bigger house, I got to stick with it. It ain't going to be no investment property. You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm able to wiggle it. And keep this bitch at the same time, then I can turn this into an investment property. But if I got to sell this to get the bigger house, if it comes down to that, then you know the investment property's out, you know. So it's like, you know, crossroads, bro, crossroads, man. And you know, ain't no help over here, man. Yeah, I gotta do everything I'm on. You feel me? So
nah, you got your lady, y'all doing it together.
Well, I do that a lot. My bad, we got to do everything on our own, me and my beautiful wife, you know. So. Sure. But
I got my tax bill. I got my tax bill this morning from Adams County. That shit done increase. My property taxes done increased $5,000, bro.
They increased by $5,000 or to $5,000?
No, they increased buy 5,000. So check this out, man. Well, you know, I live in like a new, I live in a new development, right? A new housing development.
Nice so out there too.
When it's pretty cool. I like it too. It's peaceful. But I was going to say, like, when the houses were getting built, they were only taxing just the land. But now it's like it's a new year. The houses are built. More houses are selling. We're seeing what they're selling for. So now we got to assess your land for the land and the house that's valued on the land.
There's a neighborhood. There's a neighborhood out there by you, nigga. I really like, nigga. It's called the Back Nine.
We just rode through there this morning, bro. Me and my nigga Logan just rode through. That's where the mansions is, bro.
That's where there's a piece of land. That's where I would like to live, bro. That's like a better version of where I live.
Hey, y'all want to be my neighbors? That's what y'all telling me. Y'all want to be my neighbors?
I'm thinking about it, bro. I don't know. I kind of want to go south, but I ain't gonna lie. That Back Nine, nigga, I was like, oh shit.
Get ready. So one difference from the Back Nine and going south is the metro. It's called the Special Metro District Taxing. So I live in Commerce City zip code. But this area is different than Commerce City, right? It's Reunion.
Yeah,
right. They got that special Metro City tax district. So the Back Nine, them taxes are gonna hit your ass. But if you go south, you ain't gonna probably pay the same taxes.
Right, that's something to think about for sure, bro. Them houses was attractive. I was like, oh my god, my nigga, this shit is fly as fuck.
We was coming back. We was coming back from the gas station, and my boy pointed over there. He was like, yo. Them is houses? I was like, yeah, them is the mansion. He was like, yo, let's ride through there. It's gated community, bro. You got to know the pin code to get up in there.
Yeah. Yeah, we got lucky when we got up in there. We kind of tell somebody and shit.
But you are the reason why they got a gate, nigga. You the reason why they got a gate.
We was coming from the Santiago's. We did the exact same shit. We was coming from that Santiago's. And I was like, hold on, we finna slide through there. We slide through that motherfucker, nigga.
Hey, y'all fuck with Santiago's? I thought you didn't like Mexican food.
I don't, but Santiago's burritos be cool in the morning, though, for sure.
They do.
What's up, son? You want to say something to the good people?
Let me hear something positive.
Nigga said, hey, this nigga, bro, he got his mind on his woman and his woman on his mind.
So did we. At his age, so did we.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I had to have a talk with him the other day. Like, hey, man, don't be thinking with your dick. You feel me? You got to think with your head, nigga. Because I don't want you out here fucking up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? Because, boy, whoo, I don't know how I made it, nigga. God damn it, with the fucking shit I was doing, nigga. We lucky as shit.
Well, I'll say this, man. You've been with your wife for a real long time, bro.
Yeah, yeah. It's been quite a long time, my nigga. But, you know, it's worth it, man. It's worth it, bro. We built a lot together. You know what I'm saying? We got some great energy between us, you know? So, trying to make it better.
Well, how many years? 18 years? 19 years? How many years?
18 years. I don't think it's been that damn long. Is it?
Yeah.
17 years? 18? God damn. How old am I?
Nigga, I know, nigga. I know. You laughing at me, but, nigga, I know. Nigga, I'm doing the math, nigga.
Damn, that's a minute. That's a long time, man. Yeah, we got a lot behind
us. 18 years she had and found out it wasn't his. What, boy? 18 strong years, boy.
I'll be sad.
You and Brianna have been together, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think me and Bri, we've been together since like it was August, September of 2012. So, like, over 10 years, man.
Yeah, okay.
Time is flying by, boy.
I'm still for you guys.
Yeah,
I know
it has, man. I done fucked up a lot along the way too. I'm just happy that we still here together, man. For sure, bro. I'm glad she's accepted my many apologies and giving me many second chances, man. For real. I'm being honest, man. Even probably when a nigga doesn't deserve it, you know what I'm saying? So like for me, that's why I took a page. I'm gonna be honest with you. I took a page out of Nip's book, and that was, you know, creating a business. And incorporating my wife into that system, you know what I'm saying? Even if I'm doing a little bit more legwork than she is, because if something were to happen to me, I still want to make sure that there's even just leave my family with a system, you know, a schematic. Like, yo, we can use a schematic, right? Or we could find another way. But I if something bad were to happen to me, I still want, you know, my family to have a way to make some money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's the importance of property. and all that, you know, and just like my grandpa, bro, like, yeah, everybody over there buzzing and shit, like, what he gonna give me? What he gonna give me? I'm like, that's a weird thing to me, bro. That whole read the will shit.
Yeah.
Shit is weird. But, you know, that shit's dope, though. You know what I'm saying? That you're able to do that. A lot of people die and leave bills behind. You know? And
true that.
I want to be one of them niggas, man. Fuck that. Want to leave behind some more money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, some good memories. A little bit of money. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's dope, man. And you already on the path, bro. You done bought and sold a few houses. You know what I'm saying? You doing your thing, nigga. Sure. I started you another business. I hope that shit goes well for you too, man, because I might do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I honestly don't know exactly what I'm supposed to do right now. I know I'm in a weird-ass space in my life where nothing is absolute, you know? And I'm not really used to that shit. I'm used to, like, being hella sure about everything. But I think right now is the time for me to just kind of chill, take a step back and just probably enjoy myself and my family right now and stop trying to go so hard all the time, you know, and like doing this shit, you know what I'm saying? Just like we do this shit, bro. Like, this shit's enrichment to me, you know what I mean? Like, it's good for us, you know what I'm saying? So shit like this is what I think I'm supposed to be focused on, spreading good energy and shit. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
You tell Taisha what I said about that Black Rock y'all gave me?
he said he ain't got pulled over yet.
Not yet. That shit is in my truck right now. It ain't never left my truck. I ain't got pulled over since the day I put it in my truck, man.
That's dope, nigga.
Everybody has said good things about those. Yeah. Like, everybody that has gotten one said good things.
Yeah. So if y'all don't know what we're referring to, there's this stone. It's called Black Tourmaline. And my boy Dustin, he had a birthday party. Was it a year ago or 2 years ago? It was a minute ago. I think it was last year. But at his party, I had bought, because I wanted to, you know, bring a gift or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you do when you start making money, you know what I mean? But I ain't fucking but, you know, I didn't know that. You feel me? I was broke for a long time, bro. Like, you know, I was okay, but not to where I can start fucking buying shit for other people. You know what I'm saying? And two, I like to do something that's not, you know, so I was like, Dustin, there's really nothing I can buy that nigga. You know what I'm saying? That he don't already have or he can't get for himself. So I'm going to come and I'm going to try to bless the party. You know what I'm saying? So we bought a bulk amount of the Black Tourmaline, man, and just let everybody choose their own piece, man. And yeah, we've heard good things from pretty much everybody that got one. Definitely. Yeah. That's dope. That was the point of that shit.
Y'all never thought I'd believe in a rock, my nigga. But I believe in that Black Rock, boy. For real. I mean, let's be honest, man. I'm just calling it what it is, bro. No disrespect. It's a rock, you know what I'm saying? But like, I have not been pulled over one time, and I need to stop saying it because I'm kind of a believer too. Like, if you keep saying something, then eventually some shit's gonna happen. So like, I need to stop saying that. But man, I just wanted to say thank you because I haven't told Taisha thank you. I've talked to you about it, but not her. So and it's not that I'm down here doing crazy stuff, right? I'm not like riding around illegal, expired temp tags or fucked up brake light, but. I mean, it's been a while since I've gone this long on a stretch and not at least been pulled over, you know what I'm saying, for like speeding or something like something stupid.
You a black man driving around. What the fuck are you doing?
You got money for gas?
The fuck is you think you doing? You think it's okay for you to be outside, motherfucker, unattended, nigga? Unsupervised.
smiling and shit, feeling free.
Is that nigga happy? Stop that nigga. Stop him and his happiness, all that joy and shit we see. Fuck that. Stop him. Real man, talk, bro. That's why though, man. You know, I've been working on that shit, bro. Really practicing having good energy, man, everywhere I go, man. I ain't gonna lie, it's rough because there's people that you really just don't like. You know what I'm saying? There's people that that might try to knock you off your square, fuck with you unknowingly, you know what I'm saying? Just like your boy from yesterday, man. Tell that nigga, you know, we can meet, you know what I'm saying? We can formally meet and shit. I ain't got no problem with the nigga. That was just weird to me, bro. Like, that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Like, I need to learn to deal with those situations better, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm used to, when I run across something like that, I'm used to just fucking totally setting fire to that shit. Like, nigga, shut the, what the fuck, nigga? What you want to do, nigga? What the fuck you want to do, motherfucker? You obviously got a problem. You know what I'm saying? But that's not the correct response to all those types of situations. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just don't, they really truly don't know you like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they just doing what they do. You know what I mean? You got to accept people for who they are. And he might actually be a good dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's like a good dude. That was my fault. I shouldn't have, like I told you earlier, man, and I don't know if he'll end up watching. He does have the link and so forth. But yeah, so for me, it was funny. And, you know, between me and you, it'd be funny. But, you know, honestly, you had a bad day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. One of the days that you were dealing with, it might be the worst day that you have this year. You see what I'm saying? So right. I don't fault right. you for how you responded. You know what I'm saying? And I probably shouldn't have just, I shouldn't have did that, you know, and it was just a combination of like the worst mix, like what could be the worst scenario to kind of try and be joking around like that, you know, it was the worst mix. And so, you right. know, I'll holler at him sooner or later, man, and see if he wants to come on. Cause I feel yeah. like what he exudes, man, with strength and confidence as an African-American man, and he's young too, man, he's 26 years old, man. So I probably first mm-hmm. met him when he was like maybe 18, 19, you know what I'm saying? And so we kind of just kept in contact over the years. Every now, it's not like we talk frequently, but you know, once every 6 months, maybe we have a conversation. And and he just, you know, he talks that good stuff, man. And I feel like he could be potentially a role model for other African American men, you know, in the sense of projecting confidence, self confidence, right? Self dignity, being proud of who you are. You know what you do for yourself, your family, your community, so you don't have to feel discouraged when you go anywhere. When you go somewhere, you believe that you're supposed to be there. You know what I'm saying? That's the worst feeling, going somewhere and don't feel like you uncomfortable because you're not supposed to be there. Nah, man, I'm supposed to be everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah, I got free range in this world. You know what I'm saying? I ain't limited to nothing. Like, just because that's what you think, white man, you know what I'm saying, or white woman. What's this nigga doing on our block? Living, motherfucker. I just bought on your block. Now what? You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of shit I'm kind of worried about, bro, because my neighborhood is mostly black people and Mexicans, so everybody's pretty much cool, you know. Yeah. Places I want to go, it's going to be a lot less of that, you know, so I'm like, oh, I might have to get myself together, because, boy, them white men that start some shit and then call the police.
But I didn't notice them, a lot of white people coming in.
Coming in here?
Yeah.
For real?
Mm-hmm. I be seeing a lot more white people at Walmart and stuff. I'd be like...
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, I have too. Yeah,
as a whole,
yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah. I was talking about the gates, but
you mean that's Green Valley in a whole?
Yeah, Green Valley in a whole. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting more diverse, man. You know, they starting to come out here and shit. So
you call it diversity.
I like segregation. God damn it! You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Malcolm X ass nigga. All white people moving into this community diversity. I think there's another word for it. It starts with a G, not a D.
Gentrification. Yeah. Definitely. But they ain't got the power, though. Not here yet. Now, they definitely took part.
People are going to chase the bag. Yo, homeowners are going to chase the bag, bro. They're going to say, man, what? I bought this house for, you know, I don't know, $200,000. Now it's worth $500,000. I'm going to take the bag. Who wouldn't take the bag?
That's true. That's true. It's unfortunate, but it's very true, man. There's a lot of people getting up out of here, for sure. And even less than
that. Hey, man, I got these ribs on the grill, man. Huh?
You cooking?
Yeah, I got these. I'm smoking these ribs, and I was doing it last weekend. I'm doing it again, man. I'm going to have to take some pictures and post it up here. I'm going to have to find out how I can share. Because you could present, right?
Yeah, I could present.
All right. I think I got the present button too, man. Yeah, I'm going to have to present some stuff, get it more interactive, you know what I'm saying, and share with the people because I know you like to cook too. So, you know, I know you be throwing down, man. I want to see what you got, man.
Yeah, man. We've been doing a lot of cooking, my nigga. It's been a lot of cooking going on over here, bro. I think it's better for the house, you know what I'm saying? Like, eating out is bad for you, bro. Shit, you could just feel it, the sluggishness that you got after and all that shit. That even when you take a shit, be like, God damn, what the fuck?
What's coming out of me? Why it smell like that? Yeah,
right. That shit's alive and shit. Like, fuck that. But man, shit, you gotta get back to it or what's up?
Yeah, man. I'm probably gonna slide down there, man. And I ain't trying to dry him out, you know, tend to him.
Yeah. I feel you. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get me a smoker, bro. I've been looking at them. I didn't hit up a couple of little stores and shit, but I'm gonna have to learn how to use it though, because I never used a smoker before.
So mine is an electric pellet smoker, right? So it does most of the work for me. I plug it in, it manages its own temperature, so I know everything's being cooked. I don't have to worry about the cold getting too hot or too cold. And then It does the smoke, right? I'm gonna be honest with you, man. It's lovely, man. Like, the only thing I really like to do with my ribs is just keep flipping them, you know, once an hour, just to make sure that it's getting cooked evenly. But other than that, man, like,
you doing pork ribs?
I didn't pay for it. It was given to me.
Oh, okay. You doing beef ribs or pork ribs?
I'm doing pork, man, because beef ribs, they don't got a lot of meat on them. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That's a waste of time for me, man. But now my friend actually, he got in a divorce. So he was moving. He like downsized from his house to a condo, and he didn't have a place for it. So he gave it to me for free. I've always wanted one. I just wasn't sure if it was worth the money. It's worth the money, bro. Like, if you're going to spend, $250, $300 on a regular grill, whether it's propane or charcoal, you know, I mean, spend $500, $550, you get the pellet smoker, and it's legit, bro.
Nice. That's what's up, man. Well, good luck to you and your ribs, my nigga. I don't know what we eat for dinner, but I'm sure it's gonna be delicious, my lovely wife. Well, shit, man. Appreciate everybody tapping in and shit, my nigga. Appreciate you.
Oh, there's people tapping in. Let me see, man. I ain't even see, man. Who's up in there? Oh shit, my nigga. Hey, Kev, what's going on, baby?
Oh yeah, speaking of Kevin, Kev, bro, in there. Last night, bro, that nigga Kevin's funny, man.
Oh, you was talking to him last night?
Yeah, I seen that nigga. Oh, I didn't see him, but we talked to him yesterday and shit. The nigga seemed like he's doing his thing, man.
How's he doing?
He working on that Capri.
He was telling me. Matter of fact, I need to start buying cars from him because he said he flips cars, bro. I need to grow my fleet.
That nigga been flipping cars forever, my nigga. He never has the same car for longer than 6 months unless it's an old school he likes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still doing his shit though. He actually hit me about the YouTube and shit. Like, man, I see your YouTube, nigga. You need to keep that shit up, nigga. I'm like, all right, man. I'm gonna stay on it. I'm gonna get my energies back on high, and I'll be all right.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, shit, man. I'm probably about to jump off, man. Hop on this grill real quick.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all
do
that
next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next week, man, with another word. And some more good energy. Hopefully we can spread some good knowledge too. You know what I'm saying? The people something they need. Yeah. All right, bro. We'll tell your homie I said peace out too, man. And y'all niggas enjoy y'all's day.
Hey, you too, man. I hope you feel better, man. RIP Grandpa Truesdale, man, for sure.
Hey, much love for that, bro. All right, man. We'll holler next week.
All right, I'll holler at you.
All right, gone.